The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good.
There are effective solutions to a number of health problems, from acne to thyroid. There are amazing combinations of medical and nutritional solutions. Welcome to Ask Lorna Live with host Lorna Vanderhaeghe. Our program is a frank, lively discussion that can help you feel fit and fabulous. Now, here's your host, Lorna Vanderhaeghe.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, on another beautiful day. I've got so many questions from previous shows that keep coming in even after the show is over. So people are still emailing every day, even though the show isn't happening. So I thought today that I would dedicate this show to all of the questions regarding hormonal issues. And so that's what we're going to cover today. And I have a question from Mary, and she says, "Dear Dr. Lorna, well, first off, I want to make sure that everybody knows I'm not a medical doctor. I have a master's in nutrition and I have a second degree in biochemistry, but I'm not a physician, so that's important to know. But she says, I'm a 36-year-old who's just recently finished my second course of Accutane due to hormonal acne. Recently, my dermatologist terminated the Accutane after 5 months because my cholesterol went out of control. At the same time, I was on birth control pills, and despite the Accutane and the birth control, I was still getting acne, and it makes me wonder if I'm resistant to the Accutane. Her friend recommended that she went on, that she should go on EstroSmart, because not only does she have acne, but she has PMS and severe cramps and a bunch of other, problems. So, first I want to deal with the Accutane. There are lots of medical treatments for acne. Accutane is probably one of the hardest things on the body. We find with Accutane that it disrupts your digestive tract. It also is very hard on the liver. And the reason why your doctor stopped you taking Accutane is because your cholesterol got too high because your liver was really suffering. So I see a lot of people who've been on Accutane as teenagers that now have very serious gut disorders in their 30s and 40s. So I don't recommend Accutane. And your friend was absolutely right. You need to get on EstroSmart. And EstroSmart gets your hormones back into balance. You ovulate properly every month and the acne disappears. If you've got really severe acne, then you should take 4 capsules a day. And you can also take up to 6 capsules a day, and some people even take more. When you finally get the right dose of EstroSmart, your acne will disappear. She also is asking me about progesterone. She wants to know if increased progesterone can promote acne flare-ups. And I would not use progesterone in the treatment of acne. Some people do get acne when their progesterone levels are too high. And she's asking if she should take Vitex. And I wouldn't suggest you take Vitex only because it doesn't work as well as EstroSmart does for getting the acne under control. So I would focus on taking EstroSmart rather than EstroSmart Plus, which has the ingredients of EstroSmart Plus Vitex. So more EstroSmart is better, and it will work. Combine that with getting your bowels to work properly. And now that you've been on Accutane, we need to give you lots of probiotics to heal your digestive tract. So get on our Probiotic Plus immediately to improve that. We have a caller. Colleen is calling, so I'm going to take Colleen's question now.
Hi, Lorna.
Hi, Colleen.
Hi. I'm a 47-year-old perimenopausal female, and for the last 2 years, I have been experiencing quite severe body aches not so much the joint pain, but just my body is aching all the time. And if I'm sedentary or I'm sitting for a while, when I go to get up, it's a real effort. My joints and my muscles are sore.
Well, we call this, and a lot of women get diagnosed with menopausal fibromyalgia or menopausal arthritis because of increased inflammation. So you're in the perimenopause phase, which means you're still getting regular periods. But as you head towards menopause and the average age is around 52, we start to see a lot more inflammation happen in the body. And when we've got more inflammation, we get more joint pain, more muscle pain. Things just feel stiff and sore. And so the way to fix that, and the good news is we can fix that quite quickly, is I recommend you take MagSmart. MagSmart is a combination of magnesium bisglycinate, some taurine, some malic acid, and it works very, very fast to get rid of the sore muscles and sore joints, particularly sore muscles. So if you got that all over body aching, and I take
I have been taking the MagSmart 2 scoops a day probably for the last 6 to 8 months. And
okay.
I'm also taking 6 capsules of your EstraSmart along with AdrenaSmart and ThyroSmart.
Okay, great. So what I would add to that then, because you obviously have lots of inflammation going on that's giving you this pain, first off, what I would do is start a diet diary, because you will find that there may be some foods you're eating that actually make your muscles and joints more sore. And so just start a diet diary and then say, you know, you write down everything you eat on a piece of, I get a little booklet that you can carry around with you, and write everything down you eat, and then notice if you start to get more pain. Because, for example, this time of season here in Vancouver is crab season. And so the king crab comes in. It's only here for a month. And I noticed that when I eat king crab, the next day I can hardly move my fingers. My joints get so swollen and sore. And so lots of people have foods that actually cause this muscle and joint stiffness. And if you are truly developing fibromyalgia, which is quite common in women in their 40s, we also want to add Selidrin to that. And Selidrin comes in soft gels. It's a natural anti-inflammatory, and you take 3 a day. And you can also get the Selidrin cream that you massage into the sore areas while you're taking the MagSmart and the other nutrients. And then you also want to have Epsom salts and baking soda baths. So you get a big box of baking soda, 2 cups of Epsom salts, and before you go to bed at night, have a hot bath with Epsom salts and baking soda, and then rub the Selidrin cream into the sore areas afterwards. That's to get magnesium, which the Epsom salts are, into the body through the skin while you're also taking it orally.
Okay.
Give that a try.
I did give the Selidrin a try, but I was only taking, I have the cream, and I was taking only 2 capsules a day instead of the 3. Now, would that make a difference?
Yeah, the dose actually in all the clinical studies was 3 capsules a day. So you maybe were just not getting enough. But
okay.
You could very well be developing this inflammatory muscle pain, which is associated with fibromyalgia.
Okay.
So if you try more Selidrin, some MagSmart, this will make a huge difference in that overall body muscle pain. But unfortunately, it's a common problem. We can get it under control. We just have to find the right missing key.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I also have another question in regards to acne as well. And this question is, my acne is improving after 25 years, finally, using EstraSmart, but I've noticed that my body hair is getting worse. It's growing faster and in places I've never had hair before, including my nipples. I've also noticed that my skin is drier, that I have my breasts are shrinking, and I'm craving tons of sugar. I think that the problem that you have is associated with too many male hormones. So just far too many male hormones in relationship to your female hormones, and this is why it happens. And I figure you're probably in your 40s because you've said you've had acne for 25 years. And you could very well have polycystic ovarian syndrome even in your 40s. And this is where your male hormones get too high and you also get elevated blood sugar and insulin. So I suggest that you take GlucoSmart, which will balance your blood sugar and insulin. So that would be important. And you only need one capsule a day. And then, yes, you should stay on the EstroSmart, absolutely, but we want to get those male hormones back into balance, and we use GlucoSmart to do that. In the clinical studies, they found that GlucoSmart was able to normalize those male hormones quite quickly. So that's what I would do in that regard. I've got another question back about Vitex. Somebody's asking me if Vitex or Trace Tree Berry is something that they should take for acne. What I would recommend for acne is EstroSmart. If you're trying to have normal ovulation, meaning secreting an egg every month, and you want to have normal cycles, so the same length every month, and you want to have regular cycles that show up on a regular basis, then you would add Vitex to the EstroSmart, and that's where you would buy EstroSmart Plus, where you would get them all together. And I also want to remind people that we have lots of free books on the website. So go to hormonehelp.com and read an A to Z Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health, which is free. And there's sections on acne, there's sections on food. The book Get a Grip on Arthritis is something that, Colleen, you'll probably want to read, because all that inflammation in the body, we have to get under control. And Colleen, if you're still listening, I suggest you also have a CRP test done at the doctor's office. And CRP actually tests the inflammation that's going on in your system. That's how CRP, what CRP is looking for. And the more inflammation you have, the more pain and muscle soreness you'll have. So get a CRP test at the doctor's office and read Get a Grip on Arthritis and Other Inflammatory Disorders, which is at the website under the book button for free. I have a question as well from Annie, and she says, I'm 51 and I've been breaking out with acne my entire adult life, but now it seems to be getting worse. And now that I'm going into menopause, I'm wondering, am I going to have acne forever? And the answer is no. We're going to get the acne under control. But a lot of women have severe acne flare-ups in the perimenopausal years, so the 10 years before menopause, and even in the first years after menopause. And that's because you don't ovulate every month. So when we come back after the break, I'm going to explain why we get hormonal acne and how EstroSmart works to solve that hormonal acne, so I can give you a little more detailed answer when we come back after the break.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehelp.com. That's hormonehelp.com.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Have you figured out what's not working in your sex life? Could you use a little help? Join your host, Tamaran, for Let's Figure It Out Intimately. Tamaran has had both highs and lows in her sex life. She uses her experiences to teach you some basic techniques on how to create more fun, intimacy, and pleasure. Her guests also come from the sexual health and wellness industry, And together, Tamaran and her guests will help you get the sex life you've always longed for. Let's figure it out. Intimately. Airs live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at HormoneHelp.com. Now, back to the show.
So before the break, we were talking about hormonal acne in a 51-year-old woman. And let me tell you why we get acne and why we get hormonal acne as women, and then I'll tell you why boys get it too. But what's happening is every month you ovulate. That means you pop out an egg. And at the beginning, in our teenage years, our body's just learning how to ovulate. And so some months, because of all the environmental hormones and our food and stress and other things going on, the body may not pop out an egg. When that happens, we send out tons of male hormones, and those male hormones are what cause the acne. They also wreak havoc with our other hormones, and so we tend to get PMS as well. We start to see this again in women in their late 40s and early 50s, and some women will get severe acne again in their 40s because as they head towards menopause, every month they may not ovulate or pop out an egg because they're heading towards menopause where you have no more eggs to secrete on a monthly basis. So if you're in your 40s and you're starting to see acne and male facial hair growth, this is happening because when you don't secrete an egg, the body sends out lots of male hormones causing the acne and the male facial hair growth. And this is why a lot of women in their early 50s also start to notice that they're getting a lot of whiskers on their chin and their upper lip. So what we want to do is to put you on EstroSmart to get the body having the ovulation occur naturally again and to balance out the estrogen to progesterone ratio properly. Make sure you've got lots of fiber in your diet, so that means lots of veggies, to move things through your system. Because remember, your skin is an extension of that tube that goes from your mouth to your butt. So if you think about that great big tube where all your food goes down and comes out the other end, that's an extension of the skin. So if you've got constipation or digestive upset, then you're going to have skin breakouts as well. So lots of fiber, EstroSmart, and no, the acne will not last forever. So I just want to clarify that up. It will eventually go away. And the more EstroSmart you take, the faster it goes away. I also have a question about taking saw palmetto for acne. And we have heard this recommended for men. I don't really find saw palmetto has any, well, first off, it has no research for acne prevention or treatment, and I haven't found anybody having great success using saw palmetto. I have seen people use saw palmetto along with iron supplements and getting the thyroid in balance for hair loss. But yes, you could try it if you wish, but I have not found that it has the same kind of success as EstroSmart. Another thing you could add for acne is GLA, which is another ingredient that you can swallow. It's a fatty acid, and you can also apply it to the skin topically. Our GLA comes in a liquid, and it also comes in capsules. I love the liquid because you can swallow it, and you can also apply the liquid to the skin topically as well. I have another question as well from Melly, and she said, I was so disappointed to have missed seeing you when you were in Edmonton a few months ago giving a lecture. I'd really like your opinion on my condition. I have severe panic and anxiety since the birth of my son 22 years ago. So for 22 years, Melly has been suffering with anxiety and panic attacks. I've tried everything under the sun and have been to so many doctors. This happened to her after the birth of her son. After so many years of being in the fight or flight mode constantly, is it even possible that I'm going to be able to solve this and that maybe my adrenals are completely burned out? I have issues with my hormones too, and I've started on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, but I'm not getting any better. I have had lab tests and blood work done. I truly appreciate any help you can give me. So first off, whenever I hear from somebody that they started having panic or anxiety after the birth of a child, the first two things I look at, one is low iron, and the second one is low thyroid. So thyroid is involved in our mental status. And when we have low thyroid, we can have everything from panic attacks to, we can have anxiety, we can have depression, mood swings, crying jags, anger. So it's very important that you go get your thyroid checked, Melly, and you want to have your TSH below 2. Then we want to get you on magnesium bisglycinate, which is a supplement that you can either buy it in capsules. I prefer MagSmart because it has other things like B vitamins to balance out your hormones as well. And so I suggest you go on the MagSmart and you take one scoop at bedtime and one scoop during the day in your water bottle. And then you want to start taking Smile. And Smile is an enteric-coated 5-HTP, which is so good for anxiety and panic attacks. And remember, it's going to take you 6 weeks to 3 months to really feel a difference. So take the Smile every day, and you can take up to 600 milligrams a day. I'd start with 100 milligrams in the morning and 100 milligrams at bedtime, and then work your way up to the dose that's going to work for you to get rid of the panicking and anxiety. And the other thing is, you know, really de-stress your life. You can also get your adrenals checked. So there's a test that we do. We have you lie down, take your blood pressure, stand up, take your blood pressure. And if there's no change between the two, we know that you're suffering with adrenal fatigue. The other one is have an AM and PM cortisol blood test done. That will also tell us if your cortisol levels are completely bottomed out, which means that you have adrenal burnout, or if your cortisol is too high, which makes you feel panicky all the time, and get that thyroid checked. You want it to be between 0.5 and 2. You don't want it to be above or below either of those, because that affects our mental status as well. I have a caller. Vanessa is calling from Los Angeles. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi, Lorna. How are you?
I'm very well. How can I help you?
Great. I had a couple questions, one about carbs and sugar and one about which test you recommend for the thyroid. I heard you can get urine, blood, and saliva.
Right.
The second question about carbs and sugar is, what is your take on grains, and do you think that they should be in your diet, and how many grams of sugar in, let's say, sitting or like a protein shake is okay that won't spike your sugar?
Oh, okay. Well, first off, when we look at carbs and sugar, and the question about grains is a big one. If you're a thin woman and you're very active, then, and you don't have any digestive upset, then grains are probably okay for you, but in moderation. And then we want to use organic, and we want to use the whole grains. We don't want to use the refined grains. But if you're an overweight woman, or you're battling belly fat, or you have any kind of digestive upset, then I tell women just avoid the grains altogether. And I think that the grain consumption, you know, we're eating so many grains of many different types, from everything from wheat and oats and corn is buried in everything. Those grains are disrupting our blood sugar and our insulin. So I'm a big fan of the good carbs, which are vegetables, vegetables, vegetables. And the question about sugar is a hard one, because there are sugar naturally found in dairy products and in vegetables and in fruits, and sugar is everywhere. So it's not so much about the amount of sugars, naturally occurring sugars. It's whether or not you're having processed sugars in your shake or natural sugars found in fruits and vegetables. So if you're swinging towards using natural sugars and fruits and vegetables in your shake, that's a great thing, because you get the fiber and the other things along with it. And I would definitely avoid the grains.
And what about once you lose the weight, or I know you have recommended maybe like a teaspoon or a tablespoon of maple syrup or honey in that flaxseed pudding in your book?
Oh, yes. Oh, is yes. That, okay? That's such a great recipe. I forgot about the flax seed pudding recipe, which just gets your whole digestive tract healed. Well, a teaspoon of maple syrup, organic maple syrup, or a teaspoon of organic honey is not going to create a problem. It's about what are you eating all day. So we want to make sure we have lots of veggies. We want to make sure that we've got lots of fiber in the form of vegetables, good clean sources of protein, healthy fats from extra virgin olive oil and coconut butter. And then a little bit of sugar isn't going to create a problem for us.
Okay.
So it's all about balance.
And then once you lose, I want to lose maybe about 8 pounds, so I'll cut out the grains for now. I lose weight, should I reintroduce, like, maybe one serving a day, or do you just think it's better to just replace them with vegetables mostly?
Well, if you love grains, see, it's about we want you to be happy. So if you've lost the weight and now you're thinking, well, maybe I'd like to have the odd serving of rice, or I'd like to have a slice of bread, then when you reintroduce it, you want to make sure that you have those grain carbs along with the protein and a fat. And that will slow their absorption. And in my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, we also talk about how we can slow the absorption of these sugars by using balsamic vinegar and lemon juice. So adding lemon juice to, say, an avocado on your slice of whole grain bread will slow the carb release in the body too. So there's ways to do it so that you can still have that piece of bread that you think is a treat and start thinking about grains as a dessert, because that's how the body uses them. They give us this sugar spike. So, but once you've got the weight off, then you can see. And then, of course, if the weight starts coming back on, as soon as you introduce grains again, then stop them.
Right. Okay. And then what about the test for the thyroid?
So for thyroid tests, you know, in a perfect world, I love it if we have a blood test that does TSH, T3, and T4. That would be great. A lot of doctors won't do them. There are some saliva hormone tests for thyroid. I don't find them to be as accurate as I'd like them to be. And so when you have a TSH test done, which is the standard test our doctors do, you want to be between 0.5 and 2. Like for me, for example, I feel the best when my TSH is at 0.9. So you want to find out what makes you feel fantastic. The best range is between 0.5 and 2 for losing weight. So if it goes above 2, then you start to gain the belly fat back again. And the closer it is to 5.5, that means you have full-blown low thyroid, which makes it very hard to lose weight.
Lorna, do you still take your thyroid support supplement even though you don't have an issue with your thyroid?
I take ThyroSmart because I want to keep my a TSH at 0.9. As soon as it goes above like 1.5, 1.7, I start to feel like I don't have a lot of energy. So it works very well for me to have that TSH at 0.9. And I've learned this over the last 10 years. So once you get to have your thyroid tested and you see how you feel and you start to go, wow, I feel the best when my thyroid is at this number. For me, I use ThyroSmart to keep it in that range.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling. And Deb, when we come back after the break, I'll take your call as well, because we're just running out of time. And so hang on there and we'll take your call when we come back.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehelp.com. That's hormonehelp.com.
Leadership is a destination, but how do you get there? More importantly, how do you maximize your power and influence and develop more leaders in your organization? Learn from proven leaders and proven practices. Join Drs. Kathy Greenberg and Relly Nadler for Leadership Development News. This program will help you develop the next leaders in your organization, balance your work life, manage your boss, and manage yourself. We'll feature cutting-edge interviews with industry experts and authors. Leadership Development News, every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at HormoneHelp.com. Now, back to the show.
And we had Deb call from Alberta just before the break, so I'm going to take Deb's question now.
Hi, Lorna. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a 59-year-old woman in menopausal, and I'm just finding that I've got lots of issues, but I want to tell you how grateful I am about your Glucose Smart. I have struggled with glucose problems since I was a child, and this is the first time that something, this product, has been able to help me. I'm not a diabetic, but my sugars go up and down like crazy. But just recapping, so I had a glucose problem. I have a hyperthyroid. I have a goiter and hyper, so I've got both things happening. I have sleep issues. I have bone health issues. So I've got literally in front of me like 8-10 of your products, and I'm just getting overwhelmed by the amount that I need to take, or what I think I need to take every day. How do I figure out when to stop, you know, what to start, those kinds of things when I've got so many issues on the go?
Okay. Well, it's a good point, because we don't want you to take a bunch of pills. We want to solve the problem. And you've got a very complicated problem, though, because you have the hyperthyroid and you have the goiter, which is the low thyroid. So you've got the two combined, and you're probably swinging between the two, hence the reason why you have the blood sugar issue as well, because all of this is interconnected. And GlucoSmart is an amazing product. They've done 30 clinical studies using that ingredient, and we can thank the Virginia Medical School for all the research that they did, getting blood sugar back into balance. And now we're learning that elevated or disrupted blood sugar is associated with rapid aging. So getting that blood sugar balanced on a regular basis is actually going to go a long way to keeping you fit and healthy well into your 80s and 90s. And I like it because now I can have a glass of wine and I don't get the belly fat when as a result of having a glass of wine, which is nice as well. So let's go to the hyperthyroid issue. When we look at hyperthyroid, this can be caused by environmental factors. So a couple of things we look at. One is making sure that you're not exposed to any fluoride. And, you know, as kids, we got fluoride treatments at the dentist. Our parents were giving us fluoridated toothpaste. So you want to get rid of all fluoride. And I don't know if your water supply has fluoride in it, but you should drink filtered water. So that's important.
And I've done that, but I know you're teaching on, to other people that are listening. And I've done the fluoride. I have it in my shower filters. And yes, our city does have fluoride in it. So yes, I'm cautious about that. Yes.
Well, thank goodness you're doing the right thing. So the shower filters are great, not using fluoridated toothpaste or mouthwash, any of those things. And then, of course, the whole issue with thyroid is avoid soy. So no soy foods, no soy milk, no soy flour, and no edamame beans. They're all soy. We just don't want to be exposed to them. And the prairie provinces in Canada and the U.S., we have lots of exposure to pesticides as well, airborne pesticides. So we always have to be thinking about keeping our overall body healthy. So lots of vegetables. In regards to bone health, that is associated with the hyperthyroid. So when you end up with osteoporosis or osteopenia or bone loss happening, it's almost always associated with the thyroid problems. So we, when we look at what can we give you so you're not taking 500 things, that's the important thing, to really streamline what's going to work for you. And for sleep, are you getting results using things like melatonin and sleep herbs? Is that working for you?
Well, that was very interesting when I've been listening and re-listening to all of your programs. I was not falling asleep, and I was not staying asleep. And since I've been on the melatonin, I'm now getting to sleep, but I'm still not staying asleep. And I'm on AdrenoSmart. I take two of those a day about lunchtime, so I'm still not staying asleep.
Okay. And the reason why I asked you this question is because you're 59, and when we get into our later 50s, our progesterone levels really start to drop. So one thing you may want to think about adding for sleep, and the reason why I dealt with sleep first, because often if we get rid of the sleep problem right out of the gate, the other problems start to disappear, because sleep is when we regenerate and heal. So you could go to your doctor and ask for a prescription for progesterone in the form of Prometrium. Prometrium is the drug they prescribe in Canada that is the bioidentical progesterone. And it's a prescription drug, so if you have extended medical, it's covered by that. And I'd ask for a 100 milligram size capsule. The reason is because you often have to take 200 milligrams for complete sleep at night, but start with 100 because that might work quite well for you. And it also has a beautiful effect on the bones, and it has a great effect on the thyroid. So that's the reason why I thought we could add a little bit of progesterone at bedtime and see if that'll help. You're still going to take the melatonin, and melatonin is one of the most affordable supplements out there. It's inexpensive, it's breast cancer protective, and for men it's prostate cancer protective. So I think melatonin's a perfect thing to be on. And I was just doing research on bone health before the show started, because I'm writing an article on osteoporosis prevention. And I think that the most important nutrients for bone health are vitamin K2, MK7, and vitamin D3, not calcium. So I would not load you up with a pile of calcium supplements. I don't think that's going to be the key. I'd prefer you get your calcium from nuts and seeds and broccoli and canned salmon and sardines and all the things that are full of calcium that have absorbable calcium in them. So when we look at the thyroid, the things that work for hyperthyroid that have been clinically researched, one of them is acetyl L-carnitine. So if you get to the point where your thyroid is going on the hyper side again, that's where you want to make sure that you've got acetyl L-carnitine in your supplement program. We have acetyl L-carnitine in our Brain Smart product, because not only is it good for hyperthyroid, but it's also very important for brain health. And it's now approved for sale in Canada, which is also great. So in regards to supplements, you want a great multivitamin with minerals. You want to take fatty acids. This is the foundation. So that's sort of the foundation formula. We really have to focus on getting you to sleep and staying asleep. Those are the two most important things, because that will help to heal your thyroid and also give you some more bone strength. And the cheapest way to build strong bones, get yourself a small set of weights, a 3, a 5, and an 8-pound weight. They come in a little weight tree. I know Costco sells them, the fitness store, Sears. And sit in your chair and watch the news, lift weights, and walk, walk, walk. Those are the best things for building nice, strong bones. And you have to be very focused on this because of the hyperthyroid, which is constantly breaking your bones down.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So at what point do you know, I guess, like I say, kind of, that was my general question, was I'm almost overwhelmed at the amount of things I need to take for each different issues. Like, when can I start weaning off them? Like, right in January, I started taking 2 GlucoSmart a day. I take 4 EstroSmart. I take 2 AdrenoSmart. I take a multivitamin and probiotics, and now the melatonin.
Okay.
Like,
I think first off, once you hit about 52, you could go down to one EstraSmart a day.
Okay. The reason I'm taking that is that I also have a humongous fibroid still.
Oh, you still have a fibroid. Okay.
Yes.
So, and has your doctor been keeping a check on the size?
Yes, yes. And interestingly enough, in the last 8 years, it has not gone down after menopause, and but it hasn't grown either.
Right. And that's the key, as long as it doesn't get bigger. And so why don't they remove it? You know, it took me 8 years of arguing with my gynecologist to keep my uterus and remove my fibroid. And I have to tell you, when they finally did it, Dr. Barry Saunders here in Vancouver did it for me. When they finally did it, my life changed. It, you know, I had kept that fibroid at bay taking EstraSmart every day.
Yeah.
But as soon as they removed the fibroid, it was like this complete change in my body, because your body is constantly trying to shrink that fibroid because it knows it's an abnormal cell growth, even though it's not cancer. So
I'm not sure if it's in the wall or if it's in, you know, there's the three places you can get it. So I'm not exactly sure where it's sitting. So
once we get you to sleep, I think you're going to see a dramatic change. That's why I'm recommending we try the Prometrium, because that will put you to sleep and things are going to start to, you're going to be able to repair and regenerate at night. Because if you're waking up at night and not able to fall back to sleep right away, then you have this, it's very stressful. Your cortisol levels are always high. Deep breathing exercises. Don't exercise at night. Don't have coffee after lunchtime. All of these things that we have to do to get the cortisol, our stress hormone, down in the afternoon and into the evening will go a long way. And then with the bone health, you're going to take Bone Booster for the rest of your life so you don't get osteoporosis. GlucoSmart is probably something you're going to take for the rest of your life, and you may be able to get it down to one a day. And then eat lots of vegetables, protein at every meal, good healthy fats, and get rid of the grains. And start to keep track of, do things get worse when I eat certain foods? Do they get better?
Right, yes. And I've noticed a complete switch around with the GlucoSmart. And, it's just been amazing. I rave about your product. So, but I'm going to stay in touch with you and let you know how things are going. Thank you so much for your advice. Bye for now.
I appreciate it. And, you know, just an add-on note with that. Sleep is so important. When women get older, we no longer making as much progesterone because we're not ovulating every month. We're not having normal cycles. Our progesterone levels drop. Progesterone is a heart protective hormone. It protects our bones. It also is the sleep inducing hormone. So all of a sudden you start to notice that you can't sleep all night. And I use bioidentical progesterone. I actually don't use Prometrium because it's in peanut oil, but I use micronized progesterone in capsules that they make up for me at the compounding pharmacy, but I don't have to use them every night. I'm now starting to know when I've got high stress in my life, I know when I go to bed, I'm going to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and think of the 50 things that I should be doing instead of sleeping. And so those nights when I'm feeling a bit more anxious when I go to bed, I take Sleep Smart and I take 100 milligrams of progesterone orally, and that just puts me to sleep beautifully. So you'll find over time that you'll find which things work for you. And because you had a very complicated problem, Deb, because you had the hyperthyroid and the goiter, which is a combination of low and high, which is more challenging. I have a question as well from Joni, and she says, 3 years ago I had a hysterectomy, but I still have my ovaries. Yippee, that's good. Earlier this year I went through a traumatic stress period in my life, and I lost a bunch of weight, and I'm 5'7", but now the weight is coming back fast, and I cannot budge it. I've got all this weight gain on my thighs and hips and butt, my tummy, and I've got cellulite everywhere. And it just is so strange because I cannot get rid of it. And I went to the doctor and she thinks I have IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and maybe contributing to that. First thing you want to do, pick up a copy of my book, A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss. You want to make sure your thyroid, TSH, is below 2. And I sound like a broken record. If you listen to my shows over and over again, you'll hear me say TSH has to be below 2. But you have no idea how many people go and have the blood test done at the doctor's office, don't ask for a copy of their result, and their doctor tells them their thyroid is normal. You have to learn your number. And as a woman, you need to walk around knowing what your number is, especially because it's so associated with whether or not we're going to be thin or overweight, happy, depressed, sad, all of these things. So in regards to weight loss, and when you have a huge stress and you lose all that weight and then things balance out and it all comes back again, then we have to look at those poor adrenals are exhausted. You've also got the thyroid issue going on because you've been under this huge stress. And so what you need to do, get rid of the white foods from your diet. Eliminate as many grains as you possibly can. Eat lots of vegetables. Get a Ziploc freezer bag. Fill it to the top with cleaned fresh vegetables, carrots and broccoli and sugar snap peas and celery and all of those things. Eat that all day long. Protein at every meal, good healthy fats, extra virgin olive oil, coconut butter, lots of good clean water as well. You can have lots of herbal teas also. For weight loss, I love CLA Plus. This is CLA, which is a fat that burns fat, along with green tea extract. It's a super fat burner. And then GlucoSmart, which we talked about earlier for balancing blood sugar. For the cellulite that develops on our legs rapidly, what I would do for that is definitely get yourself a cream that has caffeine in it. And the reason is because caffeine's actually been researched topically on the skin for helping to get rid of cellulite. So massage, a dry brush from the tip of your toes towards your heart after you have a shower. So you buy this little dry brush, usually fits in the palm of your hand, and you get out of the shower and you brush from the tips of your toes towards your heart, the tips of your fingers towards your heart, to get that circulation happening on the skin. And can go a long way for that as well. I also have a caller from Michigan, but I'm going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back and take Irene's call.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Have you tried everything to lose weight and still can't budge that belly fat? Do you know that skin tags are the earliest warning sign of diabetes? Well, busting belly fat and normalizing blood sugar just got easier. Over 30 research studies have shown that quercetol found in GlucoSmart can get rid of belly fat fast in both men and women. Get Lorna Vanderhaeg's weight loss book free when you purchase GlucoSmart at www.hormonehelp.com. That's hormonehelp.com.
Tune in to Your Health Workshop weekly for the most up-to-date information and support on a variety of health issues. Host Mary Shulman, a best-selling author and patient advocate, will speak with guests and answer your questions on items like thyroid issues, hair loss, hormone balance, diet, and more. We'll bring you the support and tools so that you can be educated on what to do next when visiting your doctor and other medical professionals. Your Health Workshop airs live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
I feel good.
It's Ask Lorna Live. To speak with Lorna or her guest today, call into our program at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send in an email to AskLorna at hormonehelp.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I have a call from Irene, so we're going to take her call and question now.
Hi, Dr. Lorna. I'm a first-time caller, and my question is, my concern today is about thinning hair, and I've had this for quite some time, and I am on a couple of medications like beta blocker for my blood pressure and medication for my low thyroid. I do take a vitamin D, a B complex, a B12, a krill oil, and 3,000 micros of biotin. And then I've also tried Biosil, but
okay.
My gastroenterologist told me to stop taking it because she diagnosed me a couple years ago with collagenous colitis, and she said that would just make it worse. I just wondered if anything on that.
Well, the key thing that you told me is the colitis. So the leading reason for hair loss in women is low ferritin. And ferritin is your iron storage. So your hair follicles that grow out of the top, that your hair grows out of on your head, is full of ferritin. And when your ferritin levels decline, they don't have to be, you don't have to be anemic. You just have to have low ferritin levels. Your hair falls out. So I suggest you go back to the doctor, and because you have colitis, you will have poor absorption of iron to begin with. I would have a ferritin test done. And you want your ferritin to sit between 40 and 70. And just to give you an idea of what the normal range for ferritin is, the normal range is 15 to 150. So if you're 16, the doctor will tell you you're normal. But I can tell you, if your ferritin is below 40, and in some people even below 70, they will go bald. So what I suggest you do is look for iron supplement. That would be the key. And you want to take 10 to 20 milligrams, maybe 30 milligrams of elemental iron. We have a product called Iron Smart that you can purchase on the internet that raises ferritin quickly. And you also have low thyroid. So you want to make sure that your thyroid dose is at the right amount, because too much thyroid medication, you lose your hair. Not enough thyroid medication, you lose your hair. And the great news is we can get your hair back, and it will happen quite quickly once we get your ferritin level up between 40 and 70, and around 70 is best. And then make sure your TSH, which is your thyroid stimulating hormone test, is below 2, so between 0.5 and 2. And once we get those two things sorted out, you will notice your hair will start to grow back and it will be thick. How old are you?
64.
Okay, so you're not dealing with periods anymore.
No.
So it could be low thyroid and low ferritin. And when they check iron, they usually don't check iron in women over the age of 50, because they don't think we need to worry about that anymore because we're not getting periods. But we're finding a lot of women who have severe hair loss are having it because their ferritin levels have declined. So take a look at that, and you can also go on the website at hormonehelp.com and read about hair loss. Look under Iron Smart. It's a non-constipating iron. It tastes like Bailey's or Werther's candy, and it raises ferritin very, very quickly.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very, very welcome, and thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you.
It's great. I also have a question regarding fertility. And Josephine says, I was at your lecture the other night and my eyes were open because I've been trying to get pregnant for 3.5 years. I haven't had regular cycles in a long time. I did a Clomid challenge, which is where they boost the production of eggs being secreted from the follicles. And I even did one IVF treatment. But I found out that my thyroid stimulating hormone number was 4.8. And this just about makes me cry. The number of women who are having fertility treatments, which are not cheap, by the way. So it's expensive and it's an emotional roller coaster for women who are infertile. We should not be starting fertility treatments until the TSH is below 2. And all of the journals on infertility recommend that we do not do any IVF or fertility treatments on women who have a TSH above anywhere below 2.5. So you've got to have that TSH in the right range, because if you don't have a healthy thyroid, you can't get pregnant and you can't stay pregnant. So even if you got pregnant with the IVF, most likely you would have a miscarriage. She also tells me that she has very high male hormones, and I guarantee you that you have polycystic ovarian syndrome. She said, I have facial hair. It's really bad on my chin. I have to wax there. I'm plucking every day. I also am overweight around the middle. I don't have normal cycles. I get acne. You have all the signs of polycystic ovarian syndrome. So the first thing is we make sure that your TSH is below 2. Then we put you on GlucoSmart. And GlucoSmart has been researched for belly fat, blood sugar balancing, weight gain, but they've also done 9 studies for women with polycystic ovarian syndrome. And in those studies, we find that women are able to ovulate again, their male hormones come back into the normal range, because when insulin levels are too high, our male hormones go up, and then we end up with whiskers on our cheek and upper lip. And so you should go on GlucoSmart. If you are under 165 pounds, then you take 1 a day. If you're over 165 pounds, you should take 2 a day. This will help you lose weight, will get you ovulating properly. And then you should add EstroSmart Plus. EstroSmart Plus is our formula for getting women pregnant. That's what it's for. It's designed to get you ovulating properly every month. And you didn't mention anything about your husband or your partner, but I always tell the men should be on a great multivitamin. They can take some arginine to really boost the sperm count and give volumes of sperm. And then you want to know exactly when you're ovulating. And if you go to the Ask Lorna question button on the website at hormonehelp.com, you will notice that there's a section on infertility. Read the Clomid challenge, because too many people are having Clomid and not doing it properly. So there's a way to do the Clomid challenge correctly. And then the second thing is how to get pregnant. So find out when you're ovulating. That's the key. Use ovulation predictors, and you can buy them online in bags, so you can test every day for a couple of months. Very affordable versus the ones you get in the pharmacy. And we will be celebrating you getting pregnant as soon as we get that male hormones back into balance, put that PCOS into remission, and get you ovulating again. So we just have to remember that thyroid test is so important. I have another question that I want to answer before we finish, and I know we are right down to the wire here with time, but Kelly says, I'm 37. They put me on low-dose thyroid medication when I was doing my IVF, but they would not let me stay on it. And I really fought to stay on the thyroid medication because I felt great when I was on it. I was able to get pregnant. And so now I've noticed all my symptoms are coming back. So go back to a different doctor and ask for a low-dose thyroid medication. If they won't give it to you, then that's when you want to go on ThyroSmart and take 2 ThyroSmart with breakfast every day. Thank you very much, everybody, and we will talk to you again next week.
Thanks for listening to Ask Lorna Live. Please join us again next Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll talk again soon.
And I feel nice, special, the response.